land of the free. Has anything changed at home? Sweet liberty.
Listening to Jackie Patru and Sweet Liberty. And now, here's your host, Jackie Patru.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us tonight on Sweet Liberty. Today is Tuesday, and it is the 11th of October in the year 2005. Charlie, are you there?
I'm here, Jackie.
Oh, good. When I switched over, I didn't hear if you said you were here or not. All right. Thanks for being here tonight, folks. We have a guest with us. Darren wasn't able to make it. There's an illness in the family, his brother-in-law. And this probably worked out perfectly for what we're going to... I'm sorry. For what we're going to be presenting to you tonight. Our spiritual message this evening is once again on faith by the essential Alan Watts, not to be confused with Alan Watt from Canada. Faith, this is on faith, is a state of openness or trust. To have faith is like when you trust yourself to the water. You don't grab hold of the water when you swim, because if you do, you'll become stiff and tight. And you'll sink. You have to relax. And the attitude of faith is the very opposite of clinging and holding on. In other words, a person who is fanatic in matters of religion and clings to certain ideas about the nature of God and the universe becomes a person who has no faith at all. Instead, and they're holding tight. The attitude of faith is to let go and become open to truth, whatever it might turn out to be. And remember what Jesus said, folks? He said, seek ye the truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And I guess one of the most important things that we can remember is that when we think we have found an answer, maybe it is a partial answer. Maybe the unfolding of the truth is a process. And that's why I share this with you, to have it in our minds, not to get to a point where we think, okay, now I got it. Because when we get that way, if you think of A, the A in the word answer, and see it sitting over the top of your head, it's sort of like we block ourselves from having further understanding or a greater depth of what we believe is the answer. So faith and the search for the truth is relaxing, letting go, and being open to the truth, whatever it might turn out to be. And I have a surprise for you tonight, folks. Those of you who are longtime listeners, remember when I had the article or the booklet by Charlie Samples titled The Greatest Hoax, and I wasn't able to find Charlie Samples. I checked all his old phone numbers from Roger Mundy, and I even tried calling in from information in Indiana, where he was, at least Roger last knew he was, and I could never find him. And a few months ago, I received a call from a gentleman, and it seems, as it appears, or it comes out that Charlie Samples is actually Charlie Steward, and he saw The Greatest Hoax on our website in the issue section titled The Greatest Hoax. And Charlie's excerpted, most of it all is in there, The Greatest Hoax. And tonight, Charlie Steward is with us. But we're not going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about energy freedom. Not like free energy, but almost. But freedom from the grid. Charlie sent me a video And oh, it was just awesome. I got it in the mail today, and I read it or watched it today. And I'm not going to say more right now. Let me welcome Charlie Stewart with us. And Charlie, thank you, and thank you for contacting me that several months ago.
Jackie, I'm happy to be here. I'm really excited to talk to you tonight.
Good, and you know what? For whatever reason, my volume level, and even in my headset, is I'm not getting a real strong volume on your voice, Charlie. Could it be the telephone or...
Well, whenever you switched over just a few minutes ago, I noticed it too, because I'm not hearing you very strongly.
Okay.
Either.
Well, you know what? All right. You know, now my listeners have told me that when this happens to me, that it seems that our voices are coming out loud and clear. And I have had this happen when Alan Watt has been on with us. And I look at the LED readout on her voice level, and his is barely moving it. And yet I get calls, and they say, don't worry about it. He's coming through loud and clear. So we'll just hope that that is. And you try to speak up.
Okay, yes, I will.
Thank you. And Charlie, you have a 5,000-square-foot home.
Yes.
Which you and your family built with the help of some neighbors at times.
At times.
At times. But mostly it was all with your own 14 hands.
Yes.
And by the grace of God, the gifts, the blessings that allowed you, a person who had no construction experience, no plumbing, no electrical, no nothing.
That's right.
You were able to build the home, and you are not on the energy grid.
That's right.
And it's beautiful. So where would you like to begin to let our listeners know about this?
Well, I'd like to just kind of reaffirm what you just said there, Jackie, because I say in the video that I think it's really important that people understand that I didn't have any experience when I started this. It was just a desire that I had. I wanted to do it. And I'd never even built a doghouse before. But yet, we first started out, myself and my oldest boy was 6 years old at the time, and we built our wood shop. And we had to build it first because out here where we built, there was absolutely nothing here. So I wanted to build the wood shop first to kind of give us a base of operations, if you will, for building the house. And so he and I built it's a 2,500-square-foot wood shop, and we built it, and then... About 6 months later, we started it on the house.
Were you living in the workshop while you were building?
No, actually, we were living in a trailer.
A trailer, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't. I don't think you covered that on the video.
No, I didn't.
And so you've been living this way since 2000.
Yes, yes. We actually moved into this house in September of 2001. That's when we finally moved in.
Uh-huh. That was after you got the water into the house.
Yes, that was after getting the water in.
Because you forgot about that.
I did forget about that. You know, you laugh about it.
I know, but it's so cool, Charlie. The whole thing and the concept, and it's so timely with the energy bills that just go up and up and up. And this, it appears to me, that an individual could do this and have it pay for itself easily within a year, 2 years maybe at the most, I don't know, but I do know that my natural gas bills has already taken another $50, that's $600 a year, and basically it's for the winter, because in the summertime my gas bill runs about $30.
Wow.
And now they've put me on the budget for the winter, and it's up to $247 a month.
Wow.
It's coming up.
I saw an article on the Internet today where they said the average household was going to be paying $2,000 more this winter.
Say again?
$2,000 more this winter.
Yeah.
On top of what they paid last year.
That's right.
So, no, my heart really breaks for what I think some people are going to have to go through this winter. But, you know, it breaks in one way, but I'm rejoicing in another way, Jackie, because when we did what we did, it's not that we were trying to prove anything or out to do something spectacular. I feel like we took another step of faith in our lives and in our walk with Christ, and it's paid off like you can't believe. I mean, we've got a 5,000 square foot house, and it isn't fancy. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it sure is.
When I say 5,000 square feet, I don't want people to think we live in a mansion.
No, but it's a very lovely home from the outside and
yes.
from the inside, according to the DVD, Charlie.
Yes, it's nice. It's not lavish, but it's nice and it's spacious. I've got 5 children, and if the Lord gives us more, we plan on having more. So
okay.
I just wanted a lot of room, and I've got a lot of room. And, you know, Jackie, I hear about people's utility bills going higher and higher and higher, and yet, truthfully, mine are getting lower and lower and lower. I added some solar panels to my system this summer, and I absolutely cannot believe what these solar panels have done for our system. You want me to briefly tell people what kind of electric system
you
I have?
Go right ahead. This is your night.
Okay. When we started, I needed instant power, and I needed a lot of it because I had a lot of building to do.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me interrupt just for a second here.
Okay.
I've watched the video, the DVD, and so I think what I'm going to hear right now, I have watched. I need to be away from the mic for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Just so don't expect me to answer you or to respond in any way.
Okay.
Thank you. You go right ahead.
Okay. Well, when we moved out here to this area, we moved right into the middle of 240 acres. And there is absolutely nothing here. I mean nothing. So, building from scratch like we did, I needed a lot of power. And the amount of power that I needed, you could get from solar panels, but you'd have to have probably 40 or 50 of them. And that was just completely out of the realm of financial possibility for me. So I bought a diesel generator, and the diesel generator gave me all the power that I could ever use. In fact, it's a 15,000-kilowatt generator, and it's enough that you could power several homes with it if you needed to. But anyway, I got this diesel generator, and I used it when I was using all my power tools. I've got 3-horsepower table saw and 7-horsepower planer and all these tools that use a lot of electricity. So the generator worked just fantastic for that. Well, when it came time to move into the house, I was ready to implement the next part of my system, which was using the generator to charge golf cart batteries and then use the golf cart batteries to run everything in the house. So that was the plan that we originally went with, and it had worked so well up until that time when I wasn't using the batteries that when I did start using the batteries, the system just performed just absolutely fantastic. And at the time, diesel fuel was so cheap that we were using the wood shop building and running the generator to charge the batteries and to pump water and that, and it was only costing, oh, probably about $30 a month in diesel fuel. And it was fantastic, and $30 a month for a 5,000-square-foot house and a 2,500-square-foot wood shop just seemed like a drop in the bucket. So anyway, we were perfectly content with keeping this system with running the generator and then using it to charge the batteries and then running the house off the batteries. I'm saying all this because I want you to realize that the generator doesn't run 24 hours a day because we do run the house off of the golf cart batteries. Right now it's pitch black outside. It's you know, it's nighttime, but we've got lights on in the house, and there's a television running. I think they're watching a movie downstairs, and everything on the house right now is running off of golf cart batteries.
Charlie, I'm back. You keep go right ahead, honey.
Okay, good. So anyway, the system just has performed just as well or better than I'd ever hoped that it had. And anyway, this past summer, I added some solar panels to the system. And I have, you know, I'd heard about people using solar, and but I still just I guess it was just a lack of education and just didn't realize how great they really were. So I added these 8 solar panels to my system. And Jackie, it has cut my generator running time by 75%.
Wow.
Which means, and that they, I just finished telling everybody that when I started, diesel fuel was really, really cheap. I'm talking like 60 cents a gallon. Now,
and you, did you say that that generator can run 2 hours on a gallon of gas?
Yes. Well, on a gallon of diesel.
Diesel, yeah.
Yeah. So, but, you know, when diesel was 60 cents an hour, or 60 cents a gallon, that's really, really cheap compared to almost $3. In fact, I think some people are paying over $3 a gallon right now for diesel. But when I added the solar panels into my system, that nearly eliminated the use of my generator.
So that's just sort of a backup for you right now? Like if you're not getting enough sunshine?
Yes, we consider it mainly a backup.
But when you also mentioned on the DVD, when you're going to do certain things and running heavy equipment and the washing machine and running the vacuum and doing a lot of stuff, that you'll switch over to the, and especially your power tools for your wood, you know, your workroom.
Right.
That
right.
You'll turn the generator on then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we just briefly mentioned water a few minutes ago, and it's amazing when you don't have water, you really realize how important it is.
Uh-huh.
And that happened to me a while back, and maybe we can get into it a little bit later on. But I have a 1,000-gallon holding tank, and I pump the water out of my deep, my well is 631 feet.
That is a deep well.
Yeah, so I've got a deep well, and the pump runs on 220 volts. So when we need water, I turn the generator on, and I pump the water into this 1,000-gallon holding tank. And then from there, I've got just a small little, it's called a shallow well pump, and it charges up the pressure tank that gives us, you know, 60 pounds of pressured water in the house. So, you know, I've got 7 people living here. We use a lot of water.
Yeah.
So I'll pump water usually for about 20 minutes a day. So when that generator is running, pumping that water, the generator is big enough to where we can do, I mean, everything in the house at once if we wanted to.
Wow.
So when the generator runs, that's when I like, you know, if they've got to run the vacuum cleaner, vacuum cleaners use a tremendous amount of electricity. They'll run off, a vacuum cleaner will run off my batteries. I show this in the DVD.
Right.
But it's just, it's more economical to run that vacuum cleaner off the generator.
Well, especially when you're using the oil, the transmission oil.
Right.
And old cooking oil now for your fuel for your generator.
Right.
Well, it costs you nothing. You get it free.
Yeah, it costs nothing. I didn't get into that when you were gone.
Okay.
But I can tell the people now that basically the only thing that I use the diesel fuel for is starting the you start the generator on diesel and you stop it on diesel.
So you have a toggle switch like switching it from diesel to your other fuel?
Yes.
Okay.
Because my free fuel is cooking oil.
Uh-huh.
Or automatic transmission fuil.
Uh-huh.
So, but I told you this afternoon that the cooking oil is just awesome. Because if I get it from a Chinese restaurant, then when the generator's running on the cooking oil from a Chinese restaurant, everything around here smells like a Chinese restaurant. And if I get the cooking oil from a steakhouse, then everything around smells like a steakhouse. So it's really neat. It really is. This whole thing, Jackie, has been really, it's been one of the most satisfying things I think I've ever done in my entire life.
Well, it would have to be, and I want to say this, folks. DVD that Charlie has, I'm a lay person. I don't have a mechanical mind, and I'm not saying that I could do everything he did, except I do know that where there's a will, there's a way, and that with God all things are possible. It is that evidently I have not had that trust, that desire deep enough to look into this and say, okay, fine, I can do this. But I am. This video is so wonderful because I understood what Charlie was talking about, and he does close-up shots of each of the pieces of equipment. He explains the size of wire that's in it, the type of piping he's used, and I so totally enjoyed watching this. And I look at this lovely home. Out there, way out there in the country, there's no electrical lines running to it, and he heats with firewood with the radiators, floor radiators, folks, and he uses slab wood, and the slab wood he gets for $5 for how much is it, Charlie?
It's 2,000 pounds the dead of winter.
In 2,000 pounds.
Yes, and in the dead of winter, I mean when it's like 10 degrees outside. Those 2,000 pounds will give me 10 days of heat. So I went through 13 bundles of slabs last year, and it cost us $65 to heat this 5,000 square foot house.
So, and was that $5? Because a lot of times, I guess, the lumber yards will give the slab wood away.
Yeah, a lot of them will give it away. In fact, I've been to sawmills before and seen big piles of it just burning out there.
Oh, my.
Yeah, but the reason that they charge $5, and I'm more than happy to give them $5, is because they bundle it, and they strap it, and they load it on the back of your pickup truck.
There you go.
Yeah, and see, then when I get it home, it only takes me 10 minutes to cut. They're 9 feet long, and I make two cuts. Because I can, I can put a log in that's 4 feet long in my furnace, but I make two cuts so that I'm getting, roughly 3 foot logs, and it takes me about 10 minutes to cut enough wood to heat the house for 10 days.
Wow.
So yeah, it's
and the people who are heating with firewood today, if they don't have a place to cut their own firewood, et cetera, firewood, the cost. I don't know about other places. I remember when I was in Illinois, living near Carlinville, heated with firewood. And after we quit cutting our own firewood, I was buying it, and it was costing me $40 a cord, split and stacked in my woodshed. And today, we're looking at about $100 to $125 a cord.
Wow.
For the wood, and you're getting your slab wood for $5.
$5, yes.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah, 2,000 pounds.
And free fuel for your diesel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Jackie, now, I'm getting ready to tell you something, but I don't want anybody out there to take this the wrong way, because I'm not saying to anyone anywhere, and I would never say this to somebody, that if you're hooked up to the electric company or you're hooked up to the city water, that's a lack of faith. I would never tell anybody that. But, Jackie, where we were as a family in our walk with Christ, this was a very natural progression for us. And what this did was we feel like we are totally dependent on our Heavenly Father to keep us in light and water if it's His goodwill.
Yes.
I'm not dependent on the electric company.
Yeah.
I'm not dependent on the city to provide water. I'm totally at His mercy.
Uh-huh.
And that walk of faith in my own life has drawn me so much closer in my walk with Christ that was an unknown blessing. Going into this, I had no idea that I would receive that kind of a blessing. But it's amazing, and you can see it in the children because, you know, the children, they know where the electricity comes from.
Yeah.
You know, it's not...
And they help. They all pitch in. This is a... It's like a family project.
It is.
And they understand it because they've been part of it right from the get-go.
They do. They really do. And it's been just such a blessing. So, but I hope I... Did I make that clear enough, Jackie? That
yeah.
I'm not trying to say, well, if you don't live like I do, then you know, you've got a lack of faith.
Yes, and well, you never even implied that on the video, on the DVD.
Okay.
So that could never, nobody could ever get that impression, Charlie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's so often when we have conversations like this, I think of our listeners who live in cities
mm-hmm.
and don't want to live in a city, and yet they don't have the means, at least at the present time, to get out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering about, well, I guess it made me think about it when you said if you're hooked into their sewer system. This little poor township here in Tioga County, Pennsylvania, the township commissioners got together and they formed a sewer authority. And people 5 miles out from the little town, which probably doesn't have 500 people in it, they were forced by the ordinance that this township, and I wasn't at the meetings, but I heard that the people were swarming and that they almost came to fisticuffs. And yet the township supervisors, they did it anyway. And the one road where they brought it down is a road up the hill, up quite a hill behind us. They call it the middle road. And these people have septic systems. And so what they did, Charlie, is, I mean, they were forced, $1,200 to hook in. And it isn't a sewer system at all, as a matter of fact, because there's no water that comes with it. So what they did is they replaced the septic systems that these people have. They replaced them with a different septic system that has the motor in it that grinds it up and stuff. So if they couldn't afford the $1,200, a lien was taken out against their home. The loan was borrowed in their name, and they were told if they didn't, they had to come on it because they would come in and crash and crush their septic tank if they did, so they would be forced to do it. So here they are still on a septic system, $1,200 to connect up, $50 a month to pay for the doggone thing, and they have to use their own electricity to run this doggone motor.
Wow.
So it's probably going to run them $75 to $100 a month for this system that was forced upon them.
Wow.
And this is what's happening. I see this as rural cleansing, but getting back to what you're doing, I know a lot of our listeners, especially our shortwave listeners, they don't even have computers, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they don't want anything to do with a computer, which I do understand.
Right.
But I felt that so many of them could benefit from this, and now my question to you is, what about people who live in cities or suburbs, or what part of this could they use that would help them?
Well, the last chapter of the DVD is called Spin Your Meter Backwards.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's one of those things, Jackie, where you hear people talk about things like this. But yeah, why don't you show me someone that's doing it?
Yeah, right. You know what? Let's pick this up on the other side of our break.
Okay.
And one of the reasons we don't have commercials every 8 minutes is because this is a listener-sponsored broadcast, Charlie. It has been for over eight years now, almost 8.5 years. And we are going to have to go off the air, but it's been wonderful, and it's wonderful for this reason too. We don't have all those stupid commercial interruptions. But folks, we are having an interruption right now. It's a commercial for Sweet Liberty. And maybe you would like to take my address down and see if you can help us to dwindle this airtime bill, shortwave airtime bill, down some. We'll be right back with Charlie Stewart, a.k.a. Sam.
You're listening to the FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. Don't do internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Roll away the dough.
You have been listening to Jackie Petrou's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Petrou, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, P.A. 16936. Be sure to visit the SweetLiberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
All right, we're back with Charlie Stewart, a.k.a. Samples. And I want to give you my address once again if you didn't get it, folks. And I also want to give you the phone number for those of you who don't have internet access to WFAR. I think it is wonderful that you could get a whole month of the broadcast, if you want them, for $25. And that number to call, if you're interested in doing that, is 559-781-3773. And my address is Jackie Patru, P-A-T-R-U, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, M-I-L-L-E-R-T-O-N, Pennsylvania, 16936. And Charlie Stewart is here with us, and we're talking about the freedom, energy freedom, being off the grid. Oh, God, I cannot tell you how long I have thought about, and I've thought about using windmills, Charlie. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked into it that much, but I did go so far as to call the township to see if I needed a special permit, and they said no, not at all. But being off the grid, when I lived in Illinois, and I was heating with propane gas, and I saw it jump up from about 50 cents a gallon up to a buck in such a short period of time, and I thought, my goodness, there could come a time I wouldn't be able to afford to heat the home. And at the time, I owned my business, so I could afford to do it. So I put in an entire new heating system, the baseboard hot water heat, mm-hmm. and I heated with firewood the whole time I was there. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely. It is a lovely, warm, non-invasive, comfortable type of heat.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. You said it better than I did on my video. That's the phrase I was looking for. I used it. It's not an in-your-face dry heat.
Yeah.
But you're right. It is not an invasive heat. It's almost weird. You walk around the house and you're totally comfortable.
It's just warm everywhere.
Yeah, it's the same everywhere you go.
And, you know, before I switched to that system with the, whole house, forced air heat, well, your home would get warm and then the furnace would kick off and then you'd start feeling drafts.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon it would kick back on and get warm. But there was always that happening. I was well insulated. Mm-hmm. And that never happens with this baseboard hot water heat.
Right.
It just doesn't. Do you want to take some callers if they would like to call in, Charlie?
Oh, sure.
Well, folks, If you want to write the call-in number down, we will take your calls if you have any questions or comments here for Charlie. And we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD. But the call-in number is 570-537-3025. And I want to say this also. You write my other number down, my actual home number. The number I'm giving you for the call-in is in my studio down the hall. And if you try to reach me on this, I probably am not going to answer the phone. It's the only phone that I get the, what do you call, the telemarketing calls from, and I normally just ignore it. So if you want to call me at home, call me at 570-537-3035. But write that down, home, and the other one, the 3025, is for the call-in. If you would like to, if you have any questions for Charlie or any comments, this DVD was very exciting to me to watch, and it was enjoyable. Besides exciting, and Charlie narrates it, but it's so for real, and you really get to see that this is totally feasible and possible without tens and tens of thousands of dollars. Isn't it, Charlie?
Yes, it really is. In fact, the generator that I bought, the one I told him about while you were gone a little bit ago, I bought a brand new one, and it's huge. It's 15,000 kilowatts. And at the time, it was $4,000, which, I mean, that is a lot of money. But not knowing nearly what I know today, back then, you know, I knew way less than I know now. You can go out and you can buy a generator that would charge your batteries, pump your water, run your house, do almost everything that my big one can do, and you can get them for around $1,000. In my video, do you remember seeing that small little white generator, Jackie?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, all that is, that's a little lighting generator that you see on the side of the road where the road crews are using to light their way at nighttime.
Uh-huh.
You can pick those up used for $1,000.
Wow.
I've had people tell me that you can pick them up for as little as $500. And see, the awesome thing about a diesel is they run on almost anything. I mean, it's amazing. This cooking oil thing, when the guys were telling me about it, I thought, no, this is another one of those things that's just too good to be true. But I'm telling you, it works, and it works fantastic.
And, you know, before we took the break, mm-hmm. you were talking about the interview you did with that gentleman at the end of the broadcast, the chapter
right.
on spin your electric meter backwards.
Right.
Well, explain to them how this works. That was wonderful. It's sort of like... even though you don't get paid from the electric company, that if they give you a credit, you've got that much use coming.
Right.
And if your batteries, you're not getting, like, from the solar or whatever, you happen to be low, you can use that electricity free because you generated it.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, what he does is he's got solar panels on his roof. And one of the reasons his system works as good as it does is because he and his wife both work all day, and there's just the two of them at home. Well, they're gone all day, so all day long, the sun is shining on those solar panels, creating electricity, and he's feeding it back into the grid. So when you're feeding more into the grid than what you're pulling out, your meter runs backwards. So then when they get home at night, then they start, you know, living in the house using electricity, then the meter runs back the other way. So he's basically, I'm not going to say that he has a zero, you know, that he doesn't have an electric bill. But he did tell me that there have been times where his electric bill was virtually nothing.
Does he live in the country or the city?
Oh, no. Well, he lives on the outskirts of the city.
Okay.
And about 6 miles north of a fairly large city.
Okay. And I noticed, you know, in the DVD, your generator sets out in a little extension of the wood of your workroom.
Right.
And you played, you actually, as you were narrating, you had the windows open, you had the generator running, because that was the thought I had. Well, if you lived in the city, people would get all kicked off at the noise of a generator. Mm-hmm. But your generator, because the way you've done it, and you show it on the DVD, and it's got a muffler, but it's a different muffler than came with it, but it's set up so that from an open window, how close is that workshop, that work shed?
It's about 80 feet away.
80 feet away.
Yeah. But from that window, it's probably 100 feet away.
Okay. But you could barely hear the generator running.
Yeah, you can barely hear it. So, but, you know, in the city, you know, it's interesting. When Katrina and Rita tore through the Gulf last month, all you heard about was people clamoring, wanting to have generators. The people in the city didn't mind the sound of a generator there. But I think somebody living in the city, unless there was a crisis of some kind, they'd probably have a little trouble with their neighbors.
Uh-huh.
Close. So, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who know how to quiet them down even more than what I did.
Well, and this is another thing on the video, on the DVD, I do live in the dark ages, don't I, Charlie? Yeah, she told me. Huh, you haven't even joined the 21st century yet, Mo, and you've got a CD player.
Yeah, but you did good navigating today.
Yeah, well, with your help.
Well, once I told you about the down arrows.
Anyway, oh, shoot. Oh, darn it. Oh, I can't get myself off track. I was going to make a comment.
You were getting ready to say something about the generator running in the city.
Oh, these people could go on the solar panels.
Yes. Yeah. The solar is, it's just so awesome.
And it does depend on the amount of sunlight you get. But if you could reduce, I saw, I think it was a Wall Street Journal report, some news thing anyway, that in the Midwest they're expecting the energy bills, the cost to go up 71%.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting close to doubling it, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that people can do to help to keep that down and to live, still be able to. And as you said, you know, there are some sacrifices. But, you know, I love that idea of those long-lasting light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine brought me one very soon after Chuck passed over, which was February of 2002. And it's a light that I use in my family room. And as soon as it starts getting dusk, I just turn it on because it's the light for that room.
Right.
And so it's on from dusk until I go to bed at night. I don't like dark rooms. I don't like walking past the family room and it's pitch black there. And this thing is still working.
Right.
And they, what is it, they burn 7 times less?
Yeah.
Electricity.
I think they're 15 watts, but they are rated for almost 100.
Oh, wow.
So, and they work. I mean, they really do work. So, with my electrical system, I've got a meter out there, and when I go out and look at the meter, I can based on how many amps it's showing that the house is using, I can almost tell you what the family is doing inside the house. And, you can, when you turn a light off, you see, you know, exactly how much energy is being saved. So I can, I've been able to calculate, and they, believe it or not, on the packaging, they are telling the truth about those energy efficient light bulbs.
Yeah.
They really are.
Really are energy efficient.
Yeah, they really are.
Well, we need to, give your address and let people know how they can get the DVD.
Okay. Let me just first tell them about the website, and then I'll tell them about, again, the address.
Okay.
You said a lot of your listeners don't have internet, but we do have a website. It's at alternativepowervideo.com. And if they'll go to the website, that'll give them, you know, all the information they need.
Yeah, but the majority of our shortwave listeners, and that is the majority of our listeners,
mm-hmm.
they don't have internet access.
Okay.
But they go to the libraries.
Okay.
So, but we're going to give them an address too. Alternativepower.com.
Alternative Power Video.
Oh, video. Okay.
.com.
That's a long one, but it's easy.
Yeah.
Alternativepowervideo.com.
Right.
Okay, and the cost of the video?
It's $24.95 plus $4 shipping and handling.
DVD, excuse me.
Right, and let me remind you what we talked about this afternoon.
Yes.
These DVDs are replicated. They're not duplicated. And what that means is when you duplicate, that's kind of a cheap way to do it. But there's a 20% failure rate in the duplicating process. In other words, you could get a DVD and it not even work in your player. But these are replicated, which means they will be getting a 100%
original.
Original, yes.
Okay, I don't understand that concept, but we don't have to go into it. I just don't know how you get copies of it made without, quote, duplicating.
Well, it just means it's a superior way to do it.
Okay.
And they even guarantee me that 100% of the product that I get from the people who are making my copies, that there will not be any failures.
You know, I got your email, I think it was a couple or 3 weeks ago. And I set it aside, as I told you, and I have a tendency to do this. I have a save file so that I can respond. And, you know, when you told me that you had this DVD and it's all about your home off the energy grid and all that, I don't know why, Charlie, but I thought, oh, yeah, well, here's just another one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to respond and didn't, and then you called. And I am just so glad you did. I want to get one of these for my son-in-law for Christmas. I think these would make a lovely Christmas gift, or just a gift to a friend. Doesn't have to be Christmas. I mean, even if a person didn't, but if you're getting it for a gift, folks, you really should watch it before you give it to your friend, because it is wonderful. And who knows the possibilities from watching this thing. I can't really describe it the way I feel about it and felt while I was I was totally enthralled. In fact, Charlie, I know that you know that I really watched it, because there were so many little things that caught me that as we talked I was mentioning them. And folks, I'm, you know, when I do this, I think to myself, well, I ask them for donations to support the broadcast, and then I'm urging them to spend their money to get something. But, you know, I guess I've always felt that as long as this broadcast is supposed to be on the air, it will be. And I would be so not okay with holding back something like this, just like the when we had Corey on with us, the lady that did the DVD on aspartame. Huh. I just wanted you to know that it's available and to get it and to share it with your friends. And I feel the same way about this. And you know that I don't do this all that often, but when it's something that I would want you to have, then that's why I bring this on and bring this information to you. And I do truly, honestly hope that you do order this DVD. Charlie has made an offer to me, and I'm kind of torn. In fact, he's probably sitting there confused right now, because he had said that he would sell them to me at a discounted cost, and that I could sell them to you and make some money off it. And I got to thinking about it, and I said, well, but I really can't take on any more than I'm doing right now, and da-da-da, and then I thought about it, and I thought, well, really all it is taking the DVD and putting it in a an envelope and addressing it to you, I could do that. And Charlie has offered that I could do that. And Charlie, I see I'm going back and forth with this, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
But anyway, he also suggested that I could do this, folks, that if I do this. Okay, I'll pick the... Don't let me forget what I was saying, Charlie.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. I have a question for the guest.
Yes, Charlie.
Yes, Charlie.
Who's
what do you do for cooling?
Oh, that's... Okay, a caller... Wait, Charlie, don't answer him.
Okay.
Caller, are you a new caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your name?
Anthony.
Anthony, hi. Anthony, you have to hang up to hear him, honey. I'm jury-rigged here.
Okay.
He can hear you, but you can't hear him.
Okay.
Okay, and if he doesn't answer totally, you can call back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. Charlie, our callers call in on a speakerphone.
Okay.
Because I had a piece of equipment that got fried and wasn't able to replace it, but you heard his question?
I think he asked me what I do about cooling.
What do you do about cooling?
Okay. I wanted to... go back, before we built the house, I wanted to go back to the way people used to do things in the old days.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they used to do when they built country homes is they had real high ceilings in the first floor. And so, and what they did was, they would typically have either 9 or 10 foot ceilings, and they would lower the windows. They had windows that would open from the bottom or open from the top, and they would lower the windows on the southern exposure of the house, and then they would raise the windows on the northern exposure of the house. And what that would do is that would help any breeze that was blowing to blow the hot air, which rises, blow it on up and out from the south out through the north. And so that's one of the things that I implemented, and it has worked absolutely fantastic.
And you have ceiling fans.
Yes, the ceiling fans too. But and we have a wraparound porch, and I've got some really good sized oak trees. That keep the southern exposure of the house in the shade almost all summer. So consequently, it has to get over 95 degrees outside in order to become uncomfortable in the house. Well, this summer was rare. We had plenty of 95-degree days this summer, and it did get fairly warm in the house. But with my big generator, if I wanted to, I could run air conditioners just like everybody else does.
You do have air conditioners.
I do not have an air conditioner.
Oh, but you, in other words, if you did, you could put in a window air conditioner.
Yes.
Okay.
You could run central air if you wanted to, but I don't want an air conditioner.
Uh huh.
That's a whole other topic, but I don't want it. But I am going to implement an air conditioning system, and in fact, it's going to be completed in the spring, and I'm going to have a video out on it next week.
Oh.
And it is going to be it's a geothermal based system. And I know people that have the system, and it works. And whereas I have to spend $65 a year to heat my house, I'll be cooling it for zero. It will cost absolutely nothing.
Wow. Well, that sounds intriguing. And what you've done so far, I have no doubts that you're going to accomplish what you're planning on doing, Charlie.
Well, you know, I don't either, Jackie. I really don't. I shared this with you this afternoon. I had a guy that saw the video, and on the video, I talk about not having digital clocks in the house because of the way they use electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And I briefly showed a clip of a grandfather clock that I built. And he called me up after watching the video, and he said, "Who are you trying to kid?" And he wasn't serious. I mean, he wasn't being unkind. But he said, "Who are you trying to fool here?" I said, "What do you mean you have no experience, yet you built this grandfather clock?"
Yeah.
Chris is, you know, this is a full grandfather clock, 7 feet tall, and
it's beautiful. And it's in the DVD.
Yeah, there's a picture of it in the DVD. But Jackie, I had no building experience at all.
Well, you sure look like an expert now.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but I really believe when Christ said, or I'm sorry, when Paul wrote, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me," I don't believe that that is a pie in the sky.
That's right.
Pious, you know, thing that people like to say.
Well, and one of the things that I appreciated, and that you will too, folks, I mean, Charlie does say throughout the video, like he said, he had no plumbing experience. He had, as far as what he knew about energy and heat, he knew that if you turned the thermostat to the right, the house was warmer, and if you turned it down, it got cooler. But that's as far as his experience went. I listened and I watched, and I didn't have any doubts at all. I don't believe that Charlie is some kind of an expert that is trying to say, oh, I did it because I could do nothing. I believe that he is telling the absolute truth, and he did it. And there's a book that you have. We've got to give the address. Charlie, mm-hmm. I am going to accept your offer. I've never done this before, and I've had the offer made to me before, but I am going to accept your offer, and if people want to buy the DVD, I will have them available.
Okay.
And something that Charlie suggested, folks, and I will pass this on to you, if you send a $50 donation towards the broadcast, you will get the DVD free. But see, you don't have to do that, because you can get the DVD for, well, it's $24.95 plus $4. So let's say $29.95, let's say $30. I mean, it's what it is. And you can get it for that, and you can get it from me. I am going to give this a try. And if I find that, I don't know why I couldn't do it anyway, but anyway, let me give you my address once again. It is Jackie Patru, P-A-T-R-U, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, Pennsylvania, 16936. Charlie's website is alternativepowervideo.com, and it will be linked at our website at sweetliberty.org. And tomorrow night I'm going to give you his address anyway, because we don't have time tonight. We're out of time. Charlie Stewart, it has been such a pleasure and a joy to meet you and to know you. And thank you for this lovely video that you've made available to people. Thank you. God bless you. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow night. Thank you for being here.
Roll away the dawn.
You have been listening to Jackie Patru's Sweet Liberty program on the First Amendment Radio Network. This broadcast is also archived and audio streamed on the internet at firstamendmentradio.com. Sweet Liberty is a fully listener-sponsored program. Your donations to support these broadcasts are a necessity. Send your check or blank money order to Jackie Patru, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Again, send your check or blank money order to Jackie Patru, P.O. Box 190, Millerton, PA 16936. Be sure to visit the sweetliberty.org website. Thank you for your continued support. And stay tuned to firstamendmentradio.com.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests, and are not necessarily those of